This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 31st. God's word for you today is Eagle's Wings. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, and it says, "For whoever is bent on saving his temporal life, his comfort and security here, shall lose it, eternal life. And whoever loses his life, his comfort and security here, for my sake, shall find it, life everlasting." The question to you today is, what is it going to be? Save it and lose it, or risk it and gain it with God? God is spreading out his wings and saying, "Get on it, child," but you're saying it is too risky. Like we said yesterday, the people who are able to soar on eagle's wings are those who trust God to the point that they can say, "If I perish, I perish." In fact, it is almost an insult, and I will explain what I mean. When you are on a plane, you are taking a risk. You let a man that you do not know, a man you have never seen, and you have not even examined his certificate to see if it is original, pilot you. You let him take you over the desert, over a large expanse of land and sea, yet you cannot get on God's wings and let him carry you to your destiny. What are you saying to him? I want to challenge you today, because getting on eagle's wings is risking everything that you think you know or have. The question is, what area is God telling you to get on eagle's wings? Get on eagle's wings, my brother. Get on eagle's wings, my sister. God's wings are stretched out, and he is saying, "Come," just like Jesus said to Peter. Peter said, "If it is you, Lord, bid me to come walking on water." Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Walking on water is like riding on the wings of an eagle. And Jesus said to Peter, "Come." Are you going to trust Jesus with your life, with your finances, with your business, with your family, with your children, and with your relationships? He's saying, "Come." Every time you step out based on what God is saying, you are taking a risk, and that is getting on eagle's wings. When the world does not understand what you're doing, this kind of behavior, they will say you are taking a leap into the dark. But guess what? It is not a leap into the dark. Rather, it is a step into the light. God gives you some light. You do not understand what is going on, but you step in, because that is what God is saying to you. So, how do I know if it is something God wants me to do, or if it is just my idea and it can get me into trouble? There is a rule called the 80-20 principle. In this case, the 80-20 principle states that if I do the 80% of God's will that is extremely clear and expressly revealed in the Bible, it will show me the 20% that is not expressly revealed in the Bible. So, if you say that everything that is expressly clear in the Bible constitutes 80% of God's will for us, there is still 20% that is not expressly clear in the Bible. Let us pray. Father, I choose to throw in my lot with you, because you are trustworthy. I step out in your wings in this season, confident in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.